Okay, well, here's the thing. Science actually supports when Jesus died. All actually pinpointing to the date of Jesus' death. Apparently, Friday, April the 3rd, 33 AD. And this is based on seismic activity for the area, okay? So, however, in saying that, they also try and say that this was a borrowed event from natural events happening in nature. You know, other reports say that there was one earthquake that was local at the time of Jesus' death. And then there are others that actually try and say, well, this was just an allegorical event rather than a true event. Mm. Well, obviously, we as Christians hold to what the Bible actually says. That it was a literal death. Jesus literally died. The earth literally shook. Tombs broke open. Saints came out and appeared to many. The veil of the temple was ripped from top to bottom. We hold these as fact.
What a day.
Yeah.
Hello. Oh, hey, Bob.
Yeah. So what happened at your work today? Well, you know. That distinction made, you know, to show that God ripped the curtain, not some human or perhaps even an earthquake by chance, but God did himself to show it was ripped from top to bottom, to showing the access to God had been restored through Jesus' death on the cross. You know, the just for the unjust. Now, as to the skies darkening and stuff like that, there was no solar eclipse that happened to explain it. Therefore, we have to just take scripture at its word as to what it says, that the skies darkened while Jesus was dying.
So how did they find out about this like seismic event? Did they like...
They went back through seismic activity records, you know, going back to that time period. And they actually narrowed it down to the area and, the time period. You know, they try and say it kind of runs from about 31 to about maybe 33 AD. And then they kind of narrowed it, a little bit further. And, it seems to be this date of Friday, April the 3rd, 33 AD, was kind of like the official date that it happened.
And was it just like a smaller area or was it like a large area?
They weren't too specific about that.
Okay.
It did kind of seem like the whole area of like, Israel and everything like that, that particular area. As to how far it was spread, I'm not sure exactly how far.
Yeah, still really interesting. And of course, they didn't have like monitors or technology back then, but just being able to go back into the earth, I guess, seeing the geological.
I guess so. That's wild. Like, it's interesting to see how they figured all this out.
Yeah, for sure. I like that. Maybe that is a little Google project people can do too.
Yeah.
Just get the full story. That's really cool.